Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's me, Lulu. Hello, it's another episode of Cuddle Club with me, Lou Sanders. Very formal. Thanks for joining us again. What have I been up to? Oh, last night I went to go and watch some comedy. The boots on the other foot there. Nice to take a day off and let someone else shine. Freddie Meredith, who's very funny, he was on at the Bill Murray. Great stuff. Rory Marshall was also on, who I've never seen before, who's great. And he just did like a new 25 minutes that he'd never done on stage before. I think that's amazing. What else have I been up to? I've joined a new gym. It's a bit of a muscle gym. A case in point, I'm in there Monday to Friday. And they play the music ever so loud. They're young lads that think it's acceptable to play their music at 1,000 decibels when it's me and old Mary in the back. I want to have those kind of abs that looks like I don't enjoy life. That's what I want. So yeah, see me next Christmas. Okay. Oh, here's a podcast, by the way. Oh, I've had a lovely day today. Harriet Kemsley. She's a shining light in the industry, if I can say that. She's absolutely lovely. You're going to love her. She is such a good comedian. You might know her from Love at the Apollo or Hypothetical or 8 out of 10 Cat. She's very funny on that. She's just brilliant. Here we go. Just enjoy yourselves. Harriet Kemsley, lovely Harriet. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We sent the questions in advance, but not the answers.
And yes. You said. Yes. I glanced over them, but it was hard to understand them. So I thought probably best not to prepare, because I feel like I prepare for something and then the question actually means something different.
Yes, it's one of those where there is no preparation, I would say. I don't think they should send the questions out because it sets the wrong tone.
It's like nobody's prepared. You haven't prepared. I haven't prepared yet.
No, but I wanted to ask you about Mastermind, which I did ask a little bit out there, but I want to ask you about. Because when we went to Luxembourg, no big deal, I'd say we're international comedians.
Yeah, Luxembourg is not in
Europe.
Is it? No, it is, yeah. It's not in England.
It's not in England. Sometimes we gig outside of England.
Yeah.
That meal on the last night, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
It was wild. They cooked the pasta in the cheese.
Oh. I mean... I don't eat pasta now, of course, so, you know, the Italians don't sort of have gluten-free, they don't really...
Are you gluten-free now as well?
Yeah.
Vegan and gluten-free? I cheat when I leave the country because I think all the cows are so happy in the hills.
I think whenever
I see them in the hills with the bells, then I think, oh, they're so happy, so let's not worry about it and think too much about it. Let's just, we're on holiday.
Think this.
Yes.
Get me some borsan.
Yes.
Get me the vashkiri.
Yes, please. Yes.
How was Mastermind? Because you were...
I was preparing for it when I saw you and... It's been a real roller coaster. They asked me to do it and they said, what's your subject? And I said, please, can I do The American Office? Like, I love it. This is going to be so fun preparing fucking Rhys James, my new nemesis, picked The American Office. So they were like, just send a list of things you're interested in. So I sent a long list and they came back and they said, absolutely great. Your subject is sloths.
Sloths on the list.
Yes, to be fair, it was my fault. I put sloths on the list. But it was just like general things I was interested in. And then I was like, oh no. And so then I researched sloths and then it turned out everything I knew about sloths was not true.
Oh.
And so the reason I liked them was not true. They're actually quite vicious.
Oh.
I liked them because I heard a rumour that they get drunk. That's why they're so slow, because of what they eat. Not true. I heard something about how they confuse their own arms for branches and then they like... fall down. And then I thought, that's so fun. Like a creature after my own heart. Not true. So I spent so long researching them and learning like Latin names. Like,
wow.
And then I got there, you have to go to Belfast. There was like a really big build up.
Big hoo-ha.
Did
you dress as a sloth? Because you missed an opportunity if not.
I did wear brown.
Okay, this is good ass. Did you?
Wow. And then I wore like a thing that had like a bow around the neck because I thought I was trying to look like scholarly. Like,
oh, and then be lovely. Like,
there she is, fresh from Cambridge Harvard. University. Yeah.
So, they all wear bows around their neck.
Yeah. She should have worn one of those hats, you know, the flat hats. She's graduated something. And then they kept saying to me before I went on, they went, you know, you keep saying sloth. It's actually pronounced sloth.
No.
And then I was like, so if you could say sloth. And I was like, I'm not saying sloth. If I say sloth, I have to deal with the backlash.
Yeah,
everyone being
like,
what the fuck is this woman saying? She's saying she's an expert on it and she's calling it sloth. And they were like, no, you keep saying sloth, but you have to say sloth. And I was like, I'm not saying sloth. And they'd be like, okay, so repeat after me, sloth. And I'm like, sloth. So that was in the build up. And then I got in and I was so stressed and it was so cold and they make it so dark. And then like it suddenly turns and there's like a really intense, have you done it?
No.
Lou, there's, oh my God, when you do it, there's such an intense atmosphere. Because I was like, I'm going to be so cool and calm and collected. And then they're like, okay, dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
they're like, walk to the chair.
Oh, no.
And then you have to sit down and you have to say your name, your subject and your, you have to say your name, your charity and your subject.
Yeah.
So I sat down and they said, what's your name? And I said, Harriet Kemsley. And they said, what is your charity? And I said, sloth. No, you had to go back to the chair and you have to do it all again.
No.
Yeah, but there'd already been a bit of drama about the charity because they said, what charity do you want to do it for? And I said, oh, I'll do it for Choose Love because I worked with them before and they're great. And then I suddenly been reading so much about sloths that I was like, I should do it about sloths because I've been reading about sloths and they're in trouble.
Yeah.
So I just emailed back later that day and I was like, can I actually do it for sloths? Because I feel like I'm doing the subject on that.
People
and
then were like, oh gosh, she absolutely loves sloths.
And they sent back this panicked email and they were like, we've already told Choose Love that you want to use them. Do you want to take the money back and say you're not giving it? You don't want to give to displaced people. You want to give the money to sloths because you think sloths are more important.
Do you want to say no to the refugees?
Like, can you pronounce it sloths, please?
So you did give the money to Choose Love.
Obviously, I chose sloths. Obviously, Choose Love, definitely. Really, it was the whole thing was incredibly stressful.
Mm.
And you can watch it and see how I absolutely crumble under the time crunch.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Harriet Kemsley. Oh, I asked Bobby Mair if he would be killed Bobby Kemsley.
Yeah, well, I quite like Bobby Kemsley.
Yeah,
sounds a bit Kent though. You know, I don't know if it's if Bobby turned up, it wouldn't be who you'd expect.
Yeah, Bobby Kemsley. Bobby Kemsley, do you mind if I just put my Tupperware in your fridge? I mean, I don't know why I thought that. Hello, it's me. Maybe I'm your husband.
Yeah.
You're an independent woman with your own career, a very funny comedian
in
your own right.
Thank you.
And I keep mentioning your fucking husband.
Yeah.
But that's only because...
It's because we live together. It's not sexist in person.
Yeah,
and you don't see marriage.
I don't see marriage.
You see people.
See marriage.
Yeah.
I try not to.
Yes.
Because
it's for the best.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, everyone else has figured out. I actually wouldn't want to get married to me. I would. I'm very
It'd be great. You cook now, potatoes.
Potatoes.
Two cats.
I wake up quite happy.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I like rolling around. Okay. Right, are you ready for the touch quiz?
Yes, please.
What am I thinking about touching? You've got five questions.
But just read your mind.
Well.
Just work it. You ask questions.
A bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
How tall is it? Wait, do you say yes or no? Or you can answer with
I can
words?
Answer, yeah.
Okay,
I can answer with words. That's a good question.
Thank
it's
you.
About sort of that tall.
Like an inch tall?
Yep. I think they're going to vary a little bit. It's like there's a few in there. There's probably about 45, 50 in there.
What is happening?
Yeah, I'm telling you the thing I'm thinking about touching.
Tic-tacs.
Now, it's not
Tic-tacs.
No, it's not Tic-tacs because they're not an inch tall. But
but you're on the right line.
You're moving your hand, though, as you do it. Like, your hand did get bigger to like the zigzag box.
It is a packet of something you eat. So really, you've asked two questions and already you know it's a packet of something you eat. And that is the Lord working.
I'd like
in
people to
ways.
Bear this in mind when they watch Mastermind.
Don't trail Mastermind when it gets out. Trail this and say, you know, I'm a woman of hidden depths.
Are they round or square?
Well, that's interesting. They're sort of like a scallopy shape.
I actually completely know what it is.
Okay, go on.
It skips Chris.
Yes, it skips.
Oh my god, it skips Chris.
The feeling.
Oh my god, that was so good.
It's good. It's good. Why?
I had no idea that was gonna be.
Really good. It's a feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I hope you're feeling happy with yourselves at home if you guessed along.
No, but did I do well?
You did so well.
Thank you.
I think what happened is Mastermind hit hard. You're trying to look for the little wins, and I respect that. I really respect that.
Look, when you let down your friends and family on national television, it's really important to try and build up your self-esteem somehow.
Okay, quick fire round. Ready?
Yes.
Do you think the fact my kittens often clean themselves straight after I've petted them is a diss?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'd like to see you pet them and I'd like to see what they do after.
I'd sneeze.
Oh.
I'm allergic. But I did have a cat.
Good time for you? No.
No, they were very sickly.
The cat was?
Yes, we had two. And one of them, she got, she had like IBS for cats. And so she couldn't eat, like, she could only have like raw lamb that we had to then heat up in the microwave. And it was like really stinky and it was really time consuming. And she was just very ill.
Oh, no.
But she was really loved.
Oh, God. No, my cat's good as gold.
Yours are right pedigree, though. We got ours from a woman in Stratford. Oh.
If you were in the Finnegan / Madley family, who would you be and why? It's a bit like what Spice Girl would you be? But you choose from Judy Finnegan, Richard Madley, Chloe Madley, or Jack, who's 35 and a talent manager at James Grant Media.
I think I definitely would have been Jack. Okay. I think he's probably the most together. I think I'm probably Richard. Judy seems a bit confused at times.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, you would be Judy.
I think I'm Judy.
Last question. Have you ever set yourself on fire?
Yes. Just the hair.
I was thinking. She's pausing a lot. Maybe she hasn't. Maybe I've got her wrong. But I did. I asked you if you ever set yourself on fire. I asked your husband if he's ever set anyone else on fire.
Yeah, who has he set
He hasn't, which was a surprise for both of
That's
us.
That's not true. That can't be true. Absolutely can't be true.
He's lying.
He must be lying. He must have set someone on fire.
It doesn't make sense, does it? Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. How do you feel about cuddling?
Look, I like it if I like them and I hate it if I don't, you know. I don't want anyone stinky. I don't want anybody like to hug, like anyone that wants a hug, I don't want it back.
You know,
like, you know, when they come in and they say, I'm a huggy person, that like repels me.
That's me and your husband.
I'm repelled by both of you.
I don't mean with you particularly, well, your husband, hopefully, but I have just done his podcast. So anyway, but we're a bit needy, I suppose.
Yeah. And that need repels me. I want to get away from it quickly.
Yeah.
It's just like a human instinct.
Yeah, it's safety. It's at the end of the day, it's safety. You like cuddling that little baby, don't you, though?
I love cuddling my baby. Yeah, my baby, my doggy. I love those things. But yeah.
I wish you'd bought little Maybelline.
I know. I should have. She's I should have. We should have done it on a different day. But I didn't want to make you guys think that every time I come here, I have to bring a baby.
No, we were hoping, cool. weren't we?
Yeah.
Right. Never mind. It's nice to see you as well, I suppose.
No, next time. Remember that.
Okay, like a bridge over guttered water. So this is where I sing. I sing a song, but I just use the word cuddle. And you have to guess what it is. Very hard game on account that I can't sing. Okay, here we go. Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
There's no tune or rhythm. That's the problem.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Sorry, can people leave the room?
Is it like an old song?
Yeah, it was like very old. Big when we were like maybe 16 or something. Mm. Well, she was 16, clue. Mm. Cuddle, cuddle.
When she was 16?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Billy Piper?
Yeah.
I literally am only getting it from the clues you've given me. As soon as you sing, it makes me go back. That one that she sang?
Yeah.
Obviously. Cuddle, cuddle.
Honey to the bee.
Honey to the bee. Yeah,
unlucky
yeah.
bee.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Okay, have you got any health problems?
So many. All of them.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, let me look one up and I can tell you what's wrong with you emotionally.
Okay.
It's got to be a real one.
One of them. Okay. I have this problem where, like, I think all my tubes are connected wrong in my face.
Right.
And so sometimes I think snot comes out my eye.
Okay. I'm looking for more of a word like a hernia or something. That's going to be hard to look up in the dictionary.
Allergy.
Okay, yeah, allergies. That's in there. That's in there. Heaven knows that's in there. What are you allergic to?
Cats, yeah. Horses, yeah. Nuts, raw vegetables, grass, hay, pollen, tree bark.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay, suddenly. Okay, allergies. See, hay fever. Oh, no, as well. But
yeah, got hay fever as well, yeah.
But allergies general.
Yeah.
Who are you allergic to? You're denying your own power. You have to say, the world is safe and friendly. I am safe. I am at peace with life.
Somebody did tell me that they got rid of their allergies by giving up dairy. And then I was like, oh, great, I'll give up dairy. And then I was like, I think I'm better. And then I went into anaphylactic shock. So this is the kind of thing that's really going to annoy him.
Yeah.
But
here we are, two strong women.
Curing ourselves.
Okay, how romantic are you?
I like romance done to me, but I don't want to do it for anyone else.
Right.
Is that, I guess, half romantic?
I guess it's not romantic at all, yeah.
No, I love it when it's for me, but yeah. I can't be bothered.
Right,
to do it for anyone else.
Romantic. I don't think that's romantic.
I think it is.
I think it's...
Romantic soul.
Is it romantic? Is it narcissistic?
It's
something, isn't it? No, ask Bobby the same question, and then I did say...
What did he say?
He said, no, he needs to make more of an effort, and he said it's an ongoing thing where he should just do it daily. And I said tulips are $2.99, so that's quite nice.
Yeah.
You just bring home some tulips.
He always gets orange flowers.
Really?
Mm.
And you preferred some of the other colours, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not an orange person.
You'd think that would stick in the head.
Yeah.
Do you like lilacs, pinks and yellows?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a pastel. Yeah, I like a pastel.
I love a pastel. Yeah, well, he's not getting the message, is he? Oh, yeah, as a top, were you cuddled a lot? What were your family like?
Kind, sweet. I'm quite, like... My dad's very, like, together and very, like, capable, so I'm really? Not like that at all. No, I was kind of like, what has happened? Like, it was like, what? Like, hard to understand what...
Have you got a sister?
Yeah, and she's really, like...
Practical.
Yeah, together and is, like...
What's your mum like?
My mum's a bit more like me, where she's a bit, like...
Bit scary.
What's happening? Yeah.
And how many times has your mum set us up on fire?
A couple of times, actually. Oh. Yes, yeah. With the hair, or a sleeve. Like nothing too
dangerous. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Why did you go into comedy then? Because your family seemed quite nice and stable.
They're very nice. And I think that they actually, well, they suggested it.
Oh, really?
I've not met anyone else whose parents suggested it.
Wow.
Because they were like, what is she going to do? And then it was like, I kept trying to have jobs and then it would go really badly.
Yeah.
And then it was like, this is a way that I can make that work for me.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. That's nice.
Yeah.
Good old mum and dad.
Yeah, but now they want to come and see it and they can't.
They can.
No.
You don't say anything too bad, do you?
On my life at the Apollo set, I did like 20 minutes and they cut it down. My mum told all her friends, they cut it down to the 7 filthiest minutes.
Oh, no. Yeah, because I don't think you're that filthy. Like, I saw your show in Edinburgh, which was brilliant, and it had so many jokes in, so many different types of ones. I hate when you get typecast, because if they cut that down, that's
yeah, then you're like, then it's like, oh, just, but I think it was just like, that's the maybe the funnest bit, but then it was like, oh no, this
oh,
is,
no.
But you know.
Did the Garden Club enjoy it?
They didn't. Well, I think she was waiting for them to message and then they didn't message. Oh, and then it was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
No. And then I think she felt a bit embarrassed.
Well, we didn't invent sex. They were banging at some point.
Well, that's how I got here.
Yeah. And that's, that's I travelled through the sands of time.
Oh, that's a horrible thing, isn't it?
Okay. Alan de Botain wants to ask something, if you don't mind. He's a bit of a nosy Parker and he wants to know, what if you never had the chance to tell your parents?
The problem is I've said it all like through stand-up and then they've seen it through stand-up. That's the that's the problem, I guess.
That's okay. I can ask another one.
Yeah.
If you had to write a book, what would it be about?
Hmm.
Ha. And you might have to.
I might have to. Well, sloths, I guess. That's the thing that I know about. I'd say it's pronounced sloths.
Yeah.
But so it's about the same
thing. And it'd just be all the facts.
It's just written down.
It'd be all the facts you've learned but regurgitated.
Yeah.
Arguably the book already exists. But not through the lens of your eyes.
No. I'll just change the words. You know, when you just change a sentence, then you just make it the other way around or something. Yeah.
It's just you in brown dressed as a sloth. If you had to redesign the institution of marriage, what would you alter?
Bobby was like, we should live in... I never want to live with someone. I want to live in like separate houses. Oh, and I was like, that's so... And now I'm like, what a lovely idea.
Yeah.
I really think that that's actually very good to have your own space and to miss them. I think that's the problem with marriage, especially during a pandemic. There's no way to miss them because they're there. And so I would say time apart from each other. Yes.
Well, how does he feel about separate houses now? He's gone the other way.
No, now he's like, he wants to be like near. So it's like, what if I've created a monster?
Have you thought of like a Bobby kennel?
That's a good idea.
It's cost effective.
Yes.
It's like a dog kennel.
Yep.
And you know, you sort of insulate
it. Put Bobby
it.
In it.
Yeah, put Bobby in it from time to time.
I actually think he'd find that quite soothing.
Yeah, and you'd
find
it soothing. Yeah,
I'd find it soothing. That's a really good idea. How can I frame it so it doesn't involve the word kennel?
Oh yeah, that's the drawback.
I'll say I made this little area for you. A Bobby box.
Yeah.
And look, they've got all your foods in a bowl, like you've got your cereal.
And we ship you out to Marbella once in a while in the Bobby box.
Yeah.
Make it worth as well.
Yeah.
Toys, put toys in there.
Yeah, some little toys.
Squeaky ones. Does he like squeaky toys?
Because he's not a dog.
No. Yeah. Well, that's something to think about.
Yes.
Something to think
good
about.
Ideas.
Yeah, I'm in the ideas factory.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay,
best, worst or weirdest cuddle. If you can, no pressure. Best, worst or
best weirdest. Best is, it's got to be baby.
It's not your baby.
Any baby. Someone else's baby, preferably.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm not so into other people's babies. I don't know. Like,
really?
It's really difficult because, like, I don't know. I think I'm not really a baby person unless it's my baby. But like, does that make me like a psychopath?
No, it doesn't. It's weird because I like hugging your baby. Maybe if I had my own baby, I wouldn't like it. Maybe it's just Mabel's magic.
Mabel's magic.
Is there something in a film or TV show, a best hug in a TV show or a hug in a TV show that stands out, or film? Doesn't matter.
I think I have a worst one.
Yeah.
It's when, you know, I hate the film Cast Away. Yeah. And you know when he has that ball that sits his friend?
Right.
And then there's like moments with that. And it's like, I find it really unsettling because it is just a ball.
Yeah.
But he thinks it's a person. But I just wish there was more people there on the island, because it's actually really boring to watch.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah. But you saved me the time.
Yeah, I'd say don't bother. So I don't like it when people hug like a creepy face or something.
In an
like,
animate object. Yeah.
I don't like that. Or I guess I don't really know if I have a favourite. I think I haven't been paying enough attention to hugs.
Sometimes you don't.
Until I've come on this podcast. I think the problem is I've been living my life just not thinking about it, just automatically hugging people or just thinking.
Yeah.
And I haven't stopped and thought about it.
No.
And this podcast has changed my life because think going forward, I am going to always think about these things much more.
And it'll be too late. It's too late. But do
bring
me up with an answer.
And then I'll text you.
Yeah, it's weird that someone's done a podcast around hugging in a way, isn't it?
That is weird,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Weird, yeah.
Yeah. Do people often have a lot of answers?
Wow. No such thing as a free hug. There is, actually. Hello? Okay, quick one. What do you think life's all about?
It's hard to answer these things because I feel like people have thought about them for like so many years and then...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why am I the one?
Why am I the one?
Maybe something about like...
Something about
love or like travel.
Yes.
Or like maybe like a mountaintop.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what? You are, and I hate to bring up Bobby again because I'm talking to, a real person. Don't need to mention their fucking husband. It's not 1930.
Yeah.
But Bobby did say love. And he also did mention a mountain.
No way, did
yes.
he?
Yes, but I don't know if it was in that section. I just, I'm just saying, maybe we are meant to be together. Shouldn't get a divorce.
Maybe we shouldn't put him in a dog kennel.
See how you feel. Okay, I'm just going to put, you know what you're playing to win for?
No.
Wow. It's a meet and greet with my kittens.
Yeah. Is that true? I actually love that so much.
It's a meet and greet with my kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's the big prize.
But how have I done so far?
Really well. Really well. You can almost smell those kittens. Really well. You're going to go out there, obviously, sort of bring your EpiPen.
Yes. I'd stock up on antihistamine. Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah.
Don't die on my watch. But
they're so cute.
Yeah. Well, actually, I might organise a separate poker game, and I've started cooking, and I'm really good at it. So,
what do you make?
Well, famously, I was really bad at cooking, and everyone made fun of me. But I've started doing these recipes on Instagram.
Recipes help.
But they're fast.
Yes.
They're just like bum bum bum, and then
I love
meet
them.
And greet with the kittens.
Yes,
poker game or
meet and greet. Yes. Yeah. Okay, great. It's done.
Okay, but don't take away the sort of stakes.
It is
in
a prize.
The competition.
Yes. I could lose
when you come in. I'll be. It is a prize. Coming around to my house is a bit of a prize. Okay. Okay. I'll just put all the details into the cuddle calculator. Yep. Okay, here we go. This is what the cuddle calculator says. You are the alpaca of the farm, the one everyone wants to have on its arm. Semi-domesticated, sociable, and absolutely top-rated. Alpacas spit to show dominance, and that's where you're different.
I'm really happy about being an alpaca.
But I
don't spit.
No, that's where you're different.
Yeah. No, it's all true.
Yeah, it's all true.
It's all true, because I don't...
Are you sort of really resonating?
I'm just trying to understand what it means. And I think it's best not to think too much about what it means. You just be in the moment.
Just be in the moment and let it sort of wash over you.
Yes, I'm trying to understand it and there's no understanding.
No, it's an experience. It's not cerebral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, go about your day to day sort of thinking, I am the alpaca of the gardening world.
Yes.
Because on a farm, most of the animals are quite boring.
Yes. Everyone's excited.
When they see the alpaca.
They see the alpaca.
Your pig, your donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a farm?
Yeah. I've only been to a city farm. Your pig, your donkey.
Your Uber.
Yeah, sort of picture of another animal. No, goat. That was a big one, I was thinking.
How many animals do you know?
The big four. Well, I got VIP access to the goat pen.
Really?
Yeah. because I was with my goddaughter and she's very cute. And she was like, what's this brush? And she was just asking the woman, what is this brush for? And then the woman, it was either because my goddaughter's really cute or she recognised me from QI or some other light entertainment show. One of the two. And she said, do you want to come and see the goats? And we got close up, we brushed the goats. We heard all the tittle tattle in the goat pen. And I thought, yeah, I deserve this.
Been leading it.
Deserve this. Thank you so much for coming on Cuddle Club.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we've gone very polite now.
Well, no. Well, I'm just thinking about how I'm going to remember to really think about cuddles going forward.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to. You've
no. Now I have done the podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you've done the podcast.
Yes,
so yes. I wouldn't change a thing about this cat. This chat. I wouldn't.
This cat.
I wouldn't change a fucking thing apart from all your allergies.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. No. I will keep the EpiPen though. Yeah, just as backup. I probably won't need it because of the mantra.
The mantra and try celery in the morning.
Oh no, I'm allergic to celery.
Are you actually? Are you kidding me? That's where you get rid of allergies. Oh my God. That's a nightmare. Oh God.
I could cook it, but can you cook celery?
Not before you juice it. No. That's absolutely disgusting. Well, thanks, though.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
So that was a lovely Harriet Kemsley. She's on Twitter. She's on Instagram as well, at Harriet Kemsley. Same spelling, same girl. And she is going to do her special. She's going to film her special soon, so that will be out soon. So if you follow her on Instagram and Twitter, she can tell you more details when it comes out. And it's Harriet with two R's. Fact fans. It usually is, actually. Usually is. Her special is called Honeysuckle Island, and it's very bloody good. Do follow us online at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. We'd be happy to see you there. And do get in touch if you've got anything to discuss. Okay, look, it's been lovely you hearing us. That's what we do it for. Okay, bye-bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.